fanfic. I'm sorry. By Aggie Bird. Read by...
Apple Juice?
Yeah, well...
In a kissing war, everybody wins.
Teen Smith kisses like a pussy.
Jared announces, banging open the door to Jensen's trailer. He clomps up the steps, bringing in the cold air and, weirdly, the smell of spring. But that's the way Jared smells. Jensen knows he's using a new shampoo, just like he knows exactly where Jared's moles are, even with his eyes closed. Jensen is curled up at one end of his couch, his script folded in his lap. He glances at Jared warily. What? Jared flops down next to him and immediately sprawls as wide as he can, knocking his knee against Jensen's leg.
He thinks about it too much. It gets in the way of his technique.
Just to be clear, Jensen says, we're talking about the fictional Dean Winchester and his even more fictional alter ego, Dean Smith.
Yeah!
Jared grabs an opened bag of gummy worms off the small coffee table and twists sideways in his seat so he can rest his head on the couch arm and throw his legs over Jensen's lap, crumpling the script in the process. Hey, Jensen protests, but it sounds feeble, even to him. Jared grins unrepentantly and holds a gummy worm up, wiggling it in front of Jensen, making a ridiculous face as he does it. Those are mine, Jensen says, even though he secretly bought them for Jared 3 days ago when he went to the grocery store. He can't pass by the candy aisle anymore without thinking of Jared and buying him something, and he's sure the checkout girls all think he has a sweet tooth bigger than Texas. He really hopes Jared never thinks to look underneath Jensen's trailer couch, because there's an embarrassingly large hoard of sugary goods stashed there that Jensen does not think he'd be able to adequately explain, except maybe by saying, "Oh, hey, I love your big dumb face and it makes me buy you things."
Tough shit,
Jared says, and pops a handful of gummy worms into his mouth, giving Jensen a squishy, multicolored smile. Jensen isn't sure why he wants to kiss Jared's mouth so much, but he's come to terms with his bad taste at this point. Gross, dude. Mind chewing and swallowing first?
Whatever,
Jared says, shoving more gummy worms into his mouth. And seriously, people think Dean's the glutton, and they've never seen Jared in snack mode. Jensen thinks they're lucky the scriptwriters didn't have them shoot an episode about Sam's cursed hollow leg. They're really nice legs, though, and he's noticed them for a while. Powerful thighs. Good for thrusting. He'd kind of like to see them tangled in his sheets.
Hello?
Jared says, waving his hand in front of Jensen's face.
I'm talking here.
It's nothing interesting, Jensen says, trying to tug his script out from under Jared's stupidly long legs. Jared laughs.
You just want to admit it, I'm right.
About what?
Dean Smith. He kisses like a girl.
Jensen sighs. Jared?
He's all sensitive. He even flutters his eyelashes. I bet he channels Titanic sex scene Dean from that time with Anna in the back of the Impala.
Jared says. You make me sound like an action figure.
A crappy action figure.
Jared laughs. Oh yeah? Jensen says, getting his script loose with a final jerk. Don't you have a crappy action figure too? With the... what did those fans call it? Ipecac hand?
Shut up,
Jared says, pushing at Jensen's thighs with his sneakers. Ow, Jensen says mildly. Are you finished?
My action figure is cool,
Jared insists.
I'm way more action man than you anyway.
You mean Sam is way more action man than Dean, Jensen corrects, smoothing the wrinkles from his script pointedly.
Ha!
Jared crows.
You admit it. Sam's totally more badass than Dean, and you know it.
Jensen sighs and tries to ignore how his heart flutters at the sight of Jared's mile-wide grin. I have lines to memorize, he says, and Sam Wesson is a crappy kisser, too.
What?
Jared squawks. He's in tech support, Jensen says, pretending to read his script. But really, he's just trying not to let Jared see him smile, because that will only encourage the gigantic fucker. So that means he's a geek, Traditionally, geeks do not do well with the ladies. I bet Sam's kissed, like, 2 girls, ever.
You fucker,
Jared says, jabbing his heel into Jensen's thigh.
That's racist. Sam totally kisses better than Dean. Have you seen Dean Smith? He's so girly, he's practically lactating. Sam Weston, on the other hand, he's all man. He burned that ghost to shit. He decimated that phone.
He had a temper tantrum, Jensen replies, turning a page in his script.
Dude,
Jared says, and now he looks a little annoyed.
Dean Smith needs mood lighting to kiss. And then, when he goes in for the kill, he always misses. Smashed his nose instead. Wham!
Jared emphasizes, chucking a gummy worm at Jensen's head. Jensen bats it away. Why are you so focused on this?
Just admit I'm right.
No way, Jensen says. He hates all this talk about kissing because it's making it even harder than usual not to stare at Jared's lips. And Jared has great lips. The top one is a little thinner than the bottom one, and Jensen thinks he'd like to lick it.
Seriously,
Jared says, kicking his foot up so that it smacks into the back of Jensen's script. It's a typical Jared bid for attention, and Jensen is so used to it by now it's almost funny. It should be annoying, but he's too far gone for that, and it's almost fondly that he shoves Jared's feet off his lap. Jared grunts when his feet hit the floor.
Seriously,
he repeats.
In a kissing contest, Sam would totally win. He'd leave Dean in his kissing dust, dude.
Kissing dust? Really? Dream on.
Want to prove me wrong?
Jared challenges. No, Jay. I want to read my script and do my job and not have giant candy whores burst into my trailer and take up my couch. He knows he's starting to sound bitchy, but he can't really help it. Jared is sitting too close, looking too good, talking about kissing, and right now Jensen just can't. It's starting to fuck with him, how much he wants Jared. Living with him doesn't help, when he's treated to images like sweaty Jared after his morning run, or sleepy Jared sitting with the dogs on the couch, lights from the TV flickering over his face, or mourning Jared, scratching his stomach and looking at Jensen over his coffee cup with a dopey grin. Everywhere Jensen looks, there's Jared, and Jensen can't have him. Which sucks.
Jen,
Jared groans, sitting up. He rests his elbows on his knees and puts his head in his hands, his long fingers spanning the length of his face. His shoulders slump. It's like all the energy has drained out of him.
Come on, give me a break, man. You're fucking up my clever plan.
What plan is that? Jensen says, turning to look at him, the script lying forgotten. The air feels charged and tense, and he doesn't know why. He watches how Jared presses his fingers into his scalp like he has a headache. Then Jared tilts his head and peers at Jensen through his bangs. The look is sheepish and shy and all wrong for him.
The one where I come in here and make fun of your kissing technique until you grab my face and prove me wrong?
Jensen blinks. His heart thuds painfully in his chest, and it feels like someone's pressing on his sternum, squeezing all the air from his lungs. That's your plan?
What?
Jared says defensively. He tries to smile, but it comes out more like a grimace.
It was an awesome plan.
It was a shitty plan. Jared wilts. There's no other word for it, and his eyes dim.
I guess so.
He agrees quietly. Jensen would feel like more of an asshole if he hasn't carried around a lead weight in his belly for months, jerking off in the shower gasping Jared's name, swallowing over the scratchy lump in his throat every time he's watched Jared flirt with someone on set or out at a bar. He's never pined for anyone in his life except Jared fucking Padalecki, and Jensen maybe wants Jared to feel it, just for a minute, how awful and stupid and hopeless Jensen has felt. But he can't watch Jared sitting there so defeated, his broad shoulders hunched, watch the way he can't even meet Jensen's eyes now. So Jensen laughs, and sees how Jared's head jerks up, and his eyes go sharp, like maybe he thinks Jensen is laughing at him, but he's not sure. Jay, Jensen says, look under the couch. Jared looks confused now.
What?
Just do it, douchebag, Jensen says. Jared gives him a look like he thinks Jensen might be the weirdest person on the planet, but he gets down on all fours and puts his ear to the ground so he can look under the couch.
What the hell?
He says. He reaches under the couch and pulls out bags and bags of candy, and with each bag he pulls out, his grin is back, growing wider and wider.
Dude, these are all my favorites,
Jared says. I know, Jensen says.
Jen.
Jared, Jensen says very seriously, and Jared shuts up. Jensen takes a deep breath, then another, and another. And then he stops because he's about to start hyperventilating. Dean Smith could beat Sam Wesson at kissing with his hands tied behind his back, Jensen says all in a rush.
Oh yeah?
Jared says, getting to his knees. He shuffles forward on them awkwardly until he's crowding between Jensen's legs, and Jensen can feel the warmth of his body heat. They're at a more evenly matched height now, but Jensen has to look down just a little bit to meet Jared's eyes. Jared's eyes are crinkled at the corners. He leans forward, his chest almost pressing into Jensen's, and says,
"Bring it on."
His big hands come up to Jensen's face, his fingers splayed across Jensen's jaw. Jensen's chin is cupped in Jared's palm, and Jared is rubbing his thumb across Jensen's lower lip. "I'll bring it," Jensen says, feeling flustered. "And just put your mouth where your mouth is." Jared pulls back a little to laugh.
"What?"
"Shut up," Jensen growls and flings the script away. He moves in to kiss Jared, but he only winds up bumping their noses together.
"Knew it,"
Jared says, chuckling softly against his mouth, little puffs of air that hit Jensen's lip and make him dart his tongue out like he can catch them.
"Nose smasher."
"I hate you," Jensen says.
"Don't think you do,"
Jared replies smugly, his voice almost sing-song. Their faces are barely an inch apart. And Jensen hesitates, because he needs this to be more than just two guys fucking around in the trailer. He needs this to be permanent. He needs this to be him and Jared. Jensen says. "No, you're right. That's sort of the problem." Jared's eyes soften, and he runs the thumb of his other hand up Jensen's face, tracing indecipherable patterns over Jensen's freckles.
"I'll still respect you in the morning, Jen,"
Jared says solemnly.
"If that's what you're worried about."
"Oh, fuck you," Jensen says, but he's laughing, and he thinks this might be okay.
"So, that's a lot of candy,"
Jared says conversationally, tilting his head like this is a perfectly normal experience, and watching Jensen.
"It could take me months to eat it all. Years, decades, who knows. I might have to hang around for a while, is what I'm saying."
"That would suck," Jensen says, "since I hate your face." Jared ducks his head, smiling. When he looks back up at Jensen, there's something a little wondering in his expression.
"How long, Jen?"
he says. "A while," Jensen admits.
"Jackass,"
Jared says.
"Why didn't you say anything?"
"Didn't think I'd have a shot," Jensen says honestly. Jared shakes his head.
"Dude, you're retarded. We live together."
Jensen isn't really sure he's understanding this right. "I know I live with you, Jay, but..."
"No,"
Jared says slowly.
"We live together."
"Oh," Jensen says. Then, "Oh."
"Yeah,"
Jared says.
"Now, about that kissing."
He leans in the last bit of distance and fits his lips over Jensen's, and then he doesn't move. They stay like that for a minute, lips pressed together, just breathing in each other's air. It's weirdly intimate and almost kind of gross, and Jensen finally opens his mouth, flicking his tongue along Jared's top lip like he's wanted to do for ages. Jared makes a happy noise, and his hand curls around the back of Jensen's head, cradling it. His other hand is still cupping Jensen's face, and Jensen wants to laugh again because Jared's huge hands have him caged in, and he doesn't think he could get away, even if he wanted to. Which he really, really doesn't. Jared takes control of the kist fast, like Jensen sort of knew he would, and he leans hard against Jensen, letting his weight collapse and making Jensen grab Jared's shoulders just to steady himself. Jared nips at Jensen's lips before flicking his tongue inside, stroking it over Jensen's teeth and back over his lips, making it wet and messy. And Jensen sort of knew this, too, how Jared would kiss all sloppy and panting, like a big puppy, lips smacking obscenely loud in the quiet of the trailer, their breathing heavy, and Jensen fucking pinned against the couch under Jared's gigantic body. Jared's body is covering him now, and Jensen feels sort of silly because his legs seem to have wrapped around the backs of Jared's thighs totally without his knowledge, and their hips are rocking together, and it's pushing Jensen farther back into the cushions, which is turning him on stupidly a lot. Jared's radiating heat like a furnace, rubbing against Jensen, his long body undulating. Jared's teeth tug at Jensen's lower lip, and then scrape lower, biting at his chin. Jared makes his way back up to Jensen's mouth, and his fingers are sort of biting into Jensen's jaw now, gripping him so he can't do much more than open up and take Jared's kiss. Jared licks around his mouth, tongue diving back inside, and then, shit, he's sucking on Jensen's tongue, tugging on it with this amazing pressure, and Jensen can feel the saliva sliding around between their lips, the way it can't quite ease the burn of their stubble scratching together. Jensen thinks it should maybe be disgusting, because the lower half of his face is covered in spit now, but it's hot, it's perfect, and he can't help the deep groan that rattles up from his chest. Jared leans back and flicks a strand of hair from his eyes.
"Come on, bitch,"
he says.
"Admit it, Sam Wesson is the best."
"Dean Smith," Jensen pants, tugging Jared back down, "is just getting started."
"If two guys kiss in the woods and there's no one else around, is it still gay?" Jensen comes back from the outdoor rec store with a hand crank lantern, a box of camping rations and snack bars, and a two-person sleeping bag. And there are still more bags to unload in the trunk. Jared wanders out of their kitchen, crunching an apple.
"Dude,"
he says, eyeing the growing collection in the hall.
"I told you not to watch that Man vs. Wild marathon."
Jensen sets down his brand new portable Coleman propane dual burner stove and says, "Shut up, bitch. We are going camping."
"I dunno,"
Jared says doubtfully a couple hours later as he watches Jensen practice setting up the tent in their backyard.
"Camping? In Yellowstone? Why don't we just go golfing or something?"
"We already did that," Jensen reminds him. "Come on, I loved camping when I was little. Didn't you go camping when you were a kid?"
"Well, yeah,"
Jared says.
"In my backyard. Are we sure we're ready for the full-on wilderness experience? I've only watched 3 episodes of Man vs. Wild, dude, and Sadie and Harley are the closest we've come to wild animals in a while."
"We're Texas boys," Jensen says. "We could do this."
"There are bears in the woods,"
Jared says, as though suddenly remembering.
"Fucking bears, Jensen."
"Fucking bears," Jensen says, leering. "Now, that could be entertaining." Jared folds his arms over his chest and tries to keep scowling, but the corners of his mouth twitch.
"Not funny. Man, why don't we go skiing instead? Or to the Bahamas? Someplace with a hotel and video games. And power outlets."
"It'll be fine," Jensen says. "It's not a big deal. We can rough it like real men, not pansy gay married TV actors from Vancouver."
"Bears,"
Jared repeats flatly.
"They're the number one threat to America, Jensen."
Jensen rolls his eyes. "You know, the Colbert Report isn't real, Jared."
"Bears are real,"
Jared says. In the end, it takes 3 blowjobs to get Jared to agree, and Jensen's jaw is fucking sore, but they're going camping. They're gonna roast marshmallows and snuggle together inside a giant sleeping bag and watch the stars come out away from the city lights, and it's going to be awesome. It's not awesome.
Didn't you check the weather?
Jared whines as he paws through his backpack. Jetson knows he ate the last snack bar hours ago as they hug through the woods, lugging their gear. Yes, Jetson grits out. It didn't say God was going to open his fly and piss all over the place. Jared grunts.
I can't believe you forgot the fucking bug spray,
he accuses, smacking at his neck.
I'm getting eaten alive. I thought you had this shit planned.
Quit being a baby, Padalecki, Jetson says, scratching at a bite on his arm. We're not having hot woodsy sex tonight. Jared turns a baleful eye on him.
Are you kidding me? We're not having sex out there. I'll probably get poison ivy on my ass.
Here to go with the pimples, Jetson grumbles. Needless to say, this is not the romantic, rustic retreat he envisioned. They managed to set up camp, but it's a lot harder in the rain and dark than it was in their backyard, and Jetson swears loudly when he hammers his thumb instead of a tent stake.
This sucks,
Jared says.
Next time I pick the vacation, and you're not invited.
Jetson sort of agrees with him. He stares at the useless propane burner they lugged 12 miles through the woods, and leaves the uncooked hamburger meat sitting forlornly in a Ziploc bag next to it. Jared took their propane tank out to make room for more candy. It looks like the mosquitoes are the only ones eating tonight. Jetson is woken from an uncomfortable sleep by someone poking frantically at his side.
Jetson! 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 Jetson!
Jared hisses, each syllable punctuated with a jabbing finger. The hell? Jetson says groggily.
Jetson! Oh fuck! Jetson! Is that you?
It is what me? Jetson asks, struggling to sit up. He hears a low, snuffling noise from somewhere nearby and freezes.
That!
Jared, Jetson says, his eyes going wide. I'm awake. How can that be me?
Oh, shit,
Jared says. It's a bear. It's a really big fucking bear. Jetson and Jared both learn that they can climb a tree very quickly with the proper motivation. They're wedged together between the V of a sturdy branch and the tree trunk, their legs dangling in the air as the bear scratches the base of the tree. Eventually it gets bored and wanders off to their campsite. They watch it eat the raw hamburger meat. Oops, thinks Jetson, and enter their tent. It barely fits inside. They're both still panting heavily, Jared's arms wrapped tight around him, face pressed against the top of Jensen's head.
You never get to mock Stephen Colbert again,
Jared says eventually. Shut up, Jetson says, clinging back. This bark's digging into my ass. We're not going to tell anyone about this, Jetson says hours later as they watch the bear systematically destroy their campsite. It's chewing on a pair of Jensen's boxers.
What happens in Wyoming stays in Wyoming,
Jared agrees wearily. Slumped together, watching the sun come up as a man-eating bear roams below, Jared kisses Jetson and says fondly,
I love you, you fucking freak. Can we never do this again?
It's the best part of the trip.
All right,
Jared says.
Tent.
Check.
Sleeping bag.
Check.
Remote control.
Check.
Pizza.
Check, Jetson says.
Awesome,
Jared replies, snuggling down on his stomach beside Jetson in the sleeping bag. They have the tent set up in the living room with the flap open so they could see the movie playing on the TV. I like this better than Yellowstone, Jetson says, pressing a soft kiss to Jared's naked shoulder.
Yeah,
Jared says.
No bears, just twinks,
he pinches Jensen's ass. Fucking hate you, Jetson says.